Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is my wedding song. Want a smart, lasting, clean.
Be so sick if that was true.
Do so, do zero res, all right?
You just
no, it's a father-daughter dance one.
You just playing a guitar walking down the aisle.
So I was walking in this morning, this guy walking his dog wearing a Vic Beasley jersey, Falcons jersey, 44. And a good buddy of mine, hilariously, he's got an old Jeff George Falcons jersey.
Which who wears a jersey at 4 a.m. in the morning?
Well, he
that
was.
Is an odd thing. Is that what he went to sleep in or what?
I just put on something to walk the dog. Dog is whimpering, had to get out to pee, I guess.
I saw a jersey Sunday in the bins that, like, I was like, oh, man, I forgot about that. Mike Vick Steelers jersey.
Oh, wow.
I saw a Mike Vick Steelers jersey Sunday, and I was like, God, I completely forgot about that era of his career, man. What is it, 1 or 2 years?
1 or 2 years.
Playing over there.
Andy Reid brought him into Philadelphia.
There's a Jets jersey out there, too. Mike Vick Jets jersey as well.
I just, somebody's
like
walking by that
Steelers jersey, right?
That Vick jersey. I was like, wow, look at that thing. Cool
all
stuff.
Right, all right, gentlemen. Certainly things have to be better Monday night for the Falcons. Philadelphia wasn't exactly dominant against Green Bay. I don't know how much you can chalk it up to field positions, but Green Bay is able to run the ball on them and run it effectively, too. They had like 21 carries. They're averaging about 7 yards a carry.
Almost eight.
Yep.
Almost eight. And they haven't been very good, Rob, in the run defense since, I think it was like somewhere when their fall off started last year and that losing streak after they started, 10-1, a lot of it was because they were getting gashed in a running game.
And it's weird, too. It's honestly kind of hard to understand the way they're built and the way they're structured. You give up 414 yards last week, which was 30th best in the NFL in week one, and you give up 163 on the ground, which was not good.
Defensively, Eagles, well, they got a bunch of first and second year guys. What is this, their third different scheme in 3 years? Vic Fangio up there
now?
Yeah,
and that's a good point. But that's how it is in the NFL nowadays, though, right? I mean, when you have good defenses, the Falcons are dealing with their third scheme in 3 years as well. They looked a lot better than that on Sunday.
Yeah. Nobody's cutting Troy Anderson any slack or Nate Lamon or, tough crap. I mean, you've got all these these guys. You got all these, the Keely Ringo, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. Those guys played on national championship football level teams. So I'm sorry if I'm not, you know, they just got another defensive coordinator. I don't care. Quinyon Mitchell and Darius Slay have a chance to be two of the better one of the better cornerback duos in the league.
Let's hear from Raheem Morris on Georgia Bulldogs North.
They are constructed the right way, right? They got a bunch of young Georgia linemen that we know well. Bunch of Georgia rushers, I should say. I mean, actually, at linebacker, too. Everybody's Georgia. And they play hard. They play fast. They play physical. They've always been able to limit explosives. They've always been able to play with a certain thing, keeping things in front. They keep the roof on the coverage. They do such a great job. They're sound. They'll be that way. I know it for sure with Vic being there and what he's been able to do. He's been in his league since I mean, Vic was in Houston, and we were at the combine together. Wow, like so long ago, right? And to see what that defense has become and what he's been able to create has been just special.
It is. I do love this. And two, I think Georgia fans should be proud of what's going on up there, because I know that, to be honest with you, I know Bama fans are too. It's kind of that dealing with a lot of the same things. Bama fans still have pride in Jalen Hurts, still have pride in Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Byron Young. I mean, there's four or five Bama guys up there as well. But I think the fact that it's all like, so front seven located for the Eagles and something that Georgia fans take so seriously, I think is something that adds to it for sure.
Did Mike Quick tell you guys the other day, Jalen maybe not as mobile as he wants. Still mobile, but maybe lost a little bit of an edge due to the knee injury.
It's something I noticed watching him. He just doesn't seem to have that extra step. And when you take what has made him successful over the first couple of years of his career and why he gets paid so much money, you take that aspect out of his game, making him throw on quarterback, he's not the same guy.
And vulnerable under the blitz, too.
Yeah, and it's probably why, if you look at his first 3 years in the league and 34 starts, he threw 44 touchdowns with 20 picks, and he had 27 fumbles in that instance. In the last 18 games of the regular season, he has got 25 touchdowns with 17 picks and 11 fumbles. So he is turning over the ball as a pocket passer at an alarming rate the last 18 games. Yeah,
some ugly quarterback play, honestly.
Should have had three interceptions last week, by the way, instead of two.
Yeah, I agree. There was honestly, all the way around. When you look at what happened here, when you look at Will Levis, when you look at a number of different quarterbacks, it was like feast or famine in week one in terms of quarterbacks.
A number of touchdown passes, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Combined in the league compared to just 5 years ago.
Yep.
It's like 2-1 differential on the other side of it. All right, Kirk Cousins. Was this on with Rich Eisen, or was this
This is in his press conference yesterday. This is in his scrum yesterday with the media, because remember, it was Thursday for us, but it was Wednesday for the team with the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, you know, we started with pistol back in April. That was a big fundamental philosophy, talking with, you know, our offensive line coach, talking with our coaches as to what we wanted to do schematically. And then they basically said, the pistol, you can stand however you want. And back in April, I said, you know, I just feel like I'm closed off, you know, to the right, hand the ball off. The back's on you really quick in the pistol under center. He's not on you as quick. And I thought, you know, turning right with my right foot forward like I've been in the past. And the pistol, it's hard to do because I'm kind of closed off. It's hard to get open to the back the way I want. So I think I'm going to square up my stance. Watch some tape of Peyton Manning, who, when he was in the pistol, had some success with it. He was kind of a square stance. Thought he looked pretty comfortable, had a good rhythm to it. I thought, I'm going to try that. I was going back to 2013. I was in the pistol a lot when I backed up Robert Griffin, because the zone read, we were in the pistol a lot, and I was always a square stance in the pistol. So I thought, you know, going back 10 years, my history in 2013 was 2012, was square stance in the pistol. I'm going to go back to that. So if you go back and watch that tape, 2012, 2013, it was a square stance. And then I was left foot up when Kevin O'Connell got to Minnesota. I'd always been right foot up. He then said, I want to try left foot up. And then went back to right foot up in 23. So, it's been a constant evolution, but you're always kind of working through it, and felt like square stance in the pistol made the most sense.
Like former Congressman Larry Craig in the men's room adopting a wide stance. Look it up.
I don't even know where to go from there. Jesus.
Sorry.
I want to talk about why the offense is built this way a little bit, right? And it's interesting to hear him, because – we also heard Raheem Morris earlier in the show, and he talks about you don't want to run too much play action against Pittsburgh because you don't want the quarterback to turn his back on the defense and the way they rush the passer. And I have a lot of people that ask me questions. Well, you can also run play action out of shotgun, right? And you hear you hear Kurt talk about, hey, we wanted to do things out of pistol. Now, why do you want to do that? And he specifically mentions talking to the offensive line coach, that's Dwayne Ledford. All right, so I'm going to try to explain this to people why you want to do this. The Falcons are a wide zone team. Right? Wide zone and inside zone are two different things. Wide zone, you're more of like a 45-degree angle, if not sideways towards the sideline. And on inside zone, the offensive line is working north and south, more towards the goalpost. All right, so if you're in shotgun and you're running zone, essentially the running back is starting behind the backside tackle. Let's say if you're running wide zone left and the running back is offset to the quarterback's right, he's essentially starting behind the backside of the play. Right? It makes it really, really hard to bootleg out of these kind of things, all right, or to have, you know, the running back open up cutback lanes when the backside is right in front of him, right? When you go out of pistol and you put the running back straight back from the center and he takes off running left, he is already play side of the backside of the defense, if that makes sense, right? So you look at what he'd be in shotgun, he'd be right head up with like a TJ Watt. In pistol, he's right head up with a nose guard or a middle linebacker, and you're able to do many more things out of that. So that's one of the reasons when Dwayne Ledford says, hey, we need to run this at wide zone out of pistol, not out of shotgun. That's the reason, because if you run it out of shotgun, you have to worry about multiple backside defenders and these cutback lanes on wide zone. You don't have that in pistol, and that's why you saw success from them running left out of pistol to open up the game.
Let me ask you this. In the shotgun, in the running back next to the quarterback, in the pistol, running back's behind the
Correct.
Quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is in shotgun with the running back being offset to the side of the quarterback, he is essentially lined up across from the backside. Those cutback lanes are not there when that happens, right? Because he's running to his left, and the defense is running to their right, and they're going to catch up to him a lot faster out of the shotgun as opposed to what the pistol would be when he's having the chance for his first step to already be play side of a lot of those backside defenders.
And you're not running play action out of that shotgun. You're not. And mainly because there's no – that's just not how it's set up. There's no point of it.
Well, and I think that's the thing is a lot of people hear Raheem Morris go, well, we didn't want to run too much play action because we didn't want the quarterback to turn his back to the defense the way they rush the passer. And I've seen comments on the socials like, well, why didn't you do it at a shotgun? That way he can keep his eyes on the defense. It's just not how this offense is constructed. Like I said, you're not running wide zone, which is what this offense does. You're not running that at a shotgun. People don't do that. You've seen very, very, very few teams, and I'm talking about college and the NFL, that can run wide zone successfully out of shotgun. I'm talking about like Chip Kelly's Oregon and not many others because you have to have so much speed and the way you take the handoff out of that sidecar shotgun as opposed to a pistol or straight back that you saw from like Terrell Davis and Edgerrin James and other guys that have been great at it over the years.
But you can run it out of the pistol.
You can definitely. And not only that, but if they don't do it at least three times on Monday, I'm going to be irate if they don't run play action out of the pistol.
But to me, that's where the cardinal sin was, is not running out of the pistol.
And that's the frustrating thing, is so many times, well, you know, it's Kirk Cousins. How is Kirk Cousins' health? You know, that affect play action. Dude, think about this now. If your heels are at four in pistol and you're Kirk and you want a fake wide zone left.
What do you mean heels at four?
So it you can say, well, you line up in pistol at 4 yards. There's a difference between toes at four, heels at four. You know what I mean? Like a yard.
Shotgun's what, 6'7"?
When you talk about the height of a shotgun snap or a pistol snap, I think it's heels at five a lot of times, or maybe toes at five in shotgun, and it's heels at four when you talk about the pistol snaps. If you're running wide zone, and they should do this at least three or four times. If you're Kirk, you get the snap, you turn to your left, you fake the handoff to Bijan going left on a wide zone, and then you set back up right where Bijan's feet were in the pistol. You don't have to run that far.
Real quick, what do you think about his stances and the fact that he went back to a stance he used in the past? Because there were so many quarterback gurus out there and fundamentalists that maybe taking a little bit of bath in the fact that his footwork is not something new. It's just something he's gone back to.
I think that if he did not have the Achilles issues and the weakness in his calf and some of the other things or the mental block or whatever it is, this wouldn't even be a topic of conversation. I think that him squaring up to the snap makes a lot of sense when you talk about using pistol formations and handing the ball off left, which he didn't do much last week.
All right, going to come back. Big series this weekend for the Braves, weather permitting. It looks like it's not a overwhelming chance of rain, 50, 60% lingering there around game time, so they'll probably get the game in. And, well, the Braves fighting for their life in the wild card, one game behind the Mets. And Probably a little bit more Falcons talk as well. It's a morning shift, Triple M for Tiffany, Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, what are you doing on October 2nd? I'm not necessarily asking you out on a date, but Atlanta United taking on Montreal. And stay tuned, because later on we're going to give away a couple of tickets to that Wednesday night, October 2nd game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 7:30, Atlanta against Montreal. Montreal, of course, hailing from our 51st state of Canada.
Rob, I got to tell you, speaking of making plans, last night, my son, just, you know, he's at that age where just random stuff flies out of his mouth.
It's the greatest age, man, it's the most hilarious things.
It's like, what is he talking about? Like, the other day, he's sitting in the back of the car, he goes, hey, Dad, there's a Tesla Cybertruck. Dude, my head about spun off my shoulders. I looked around and go, how do you know what a Tesla Cybertruck is? And he was like, it was tea today for show and tell.
That's hilarious.
But yesterday, last night, he asked me to take him to Monster Jam. Momentous day in my life. He's like, Dad, I want to go to Monster Jam. I was like,
That's my boy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got a pre-sale thing. I got a pre-sale thing for that.
Let's do it. I went to Monster Jam before I had kids. Hey, I love Monster Jam.
We still got to buy our Whiskey Myers tickets.
We got... when is that? It's like a month from now?
It's like October or something.
Yeah, I'm in. 100%. Yeah.
Whiskey Myers.
Dude, yeah. So they're like a southern, they're like southern country rock. Southern rock.
I've good heard stuff. Of them.
They're,
yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're actually more rock than, it's almost southern,
it's
rock,
southern rock
mixed, but maybe a little bit of alternative even. Right? It's kind of, they're a hybrid of a lot of things.
There's a couple of songs that would trend that way a little bit. Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Verizon,
yeah, I think
or what used Ameris. To be Ameris. Now it's Ameris. I mean, hell, they changed these stupid arenas. They change like every
other.
We
were just talking about what is, I don't even know what, do you call the Miami Stadium now? I don't even know. It's Joe Robbie.
It's Hard Rock.
It'll always be Joe Robbie to me, right?
It was pro player for a while. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. I got the Trevor Bank stuff coming up in Fair Foul too, so we'll hit that as well.
Braves, 4-game series with the Dodgers. Quid, just, you summed it up perfectly. Just do it again.
They'll split two. They should win probably three of them, and they'll have one game where they get shut out, and they'll be two games back from the Mets when we come to next Tuesday, and that's pretty much how it'll play out.
Because they can't score runs. They can't hit.
They can't hit they consistently.
Can pitch, that's sad, man. Shout out to everybody going through their fantasy playoffs right now, too, in baseball. I was looking at it because Jason Hayward was on a roster at some point in my fantasy league earlier this year. He hits a tater for Houston last night. It's like, man, you really got to lock in during these fantasy playoffs to see who you need to be playing down the stretch. Injuries abound, and then random guys just popping up all over the place.
Say Hayward hit a bomb last night, and he's he's lingered, got himself a World Series ring. He's been around forever and probably didn't necessarily reach the potential we thought as a potential 5-tool guy, but, you know, hey.
I think I was at Jason Hayward's his first game, because I think the Braves played the Cubs, if I'm not mistaken.
He hit a home run. I think Brian McCann did also, and Jeff Francoeur hit a home run in their first games as well. So
I remember going. I was at that game, and I was like, "Wow, look at this, man! This is crazy." Didn't ever hit the stride that you thought he would, for sure though. But still, good dude, good defender, good player.
All right, let's put on our Guardian helmets and go in the huddle. Well, the Bills are treating the Dolphins like a skittish cellmate, winning 14 of their last 16 games against them. Tua, another scary concussion for him. And I don't know what – Tua, you got to retire. In this man's opinion, you've got a lot of life ahead of you. You've made your money. I just – why is it even worth it? But, you know, who am I?
I don't – I am – I get so – I almost feel like on topics like this I have to sit him out, because I've been in those shoes before where it's all you know. And
it's all you know. It's his identity. It's everything.
Like, that's who you are. You're two of the quarterback. You've always been that. And not saying that he won't – I'm not trying to say that he can't or won't be something afterwards, but in putting you in his state of mind, that's all he knows, right? And then he also knows that a week from now he'll feel fine, and he'll have that, you know, that conversation in his head, like, why wouldn't I play a little bit more? Right. But we've seen it time and time again where these guys get down the road and you age and, you know, all the other things that happen – come to the forefront, man. So it definitely is heading towards a little bit scary territory for him.
What do you think about the Guardian helmet? I don't think there's a whole lot you can do. I mean, there's tens of millions of dollars, a bunch of different companies pouring money into it. It's like an arms race coming up with a perfect football helmet. I don't know if there's much you can do about brain slosh, which is basically what a concussion is.
Yes, the Guardian cap is something that I've seen a few guys actually wearing in games. And one of the guys that was wearing it said that it was just strictly about his quality of life once he got done with football. Look, I think it's, if you want to wear it, I think it's great. There are helmets that the NFL has that are basically as good in their studies as the Guardian cap, but you have to choose to wear one of those.
And they're worried about looking cool. It's a cosmetic thing in a lot of ways, too.
Well, and Caleb McGarry is a guy that actually wears a helmet that is it gives you the same protection as if you were wearing a Guardian cap.
It's like the size of the Great Gazoo on the Flintstones.
I don't see how it's possible that helmet gives, because to me, what the Guardian cap does is it takes away that kind of percussive nature of, I don't think it would have helped Tua last night, because there was not a percussive helmet to helmet. Style.
That was his neck thing.
His was a neck whip, right? I don't think it would have helped Tua, but the studies say that, you know, I don't know, I think it's 25-30% less like of that percussive nature when you go helmet to helmet. So I think it helps in that way, but I don't, that's always been my thought about it. If Caleb McGarry has a helmet that does all the same things, then I'm not sure what that is, because to me, it's like the difference between jumping on a trampoline and jumping on a sidewalk. Yes, you're still jumping, but one is kind of, you know, easing the burden and giving you a little more kickback.
How many concussions do you think you had?
Diagnosed or undiagnosed?
Yeah, right. I mean, all of them, yeah.
Two diagnosed. As far as undiagnosed, I don't know. Sure. I don't know, man. It's hard to say. How many times do you feel like you got your bell rung? Is that a concussion? I don't know.
Well, they consider it that, but should the NFL go to a more boxing, MMA-style system when it comes to a full-blown concussion like Tua has, making it more of like a 90-day thing and then going beyond, in front of an independent evaluator? Should they do something more like that? Now, that is a wild thing to think with the nature of the game.
You want to talk about, first of all, you know, the first people that would fight that is quarterbacks. You know why? Because their contract value would plummet if they, you knew that every time they got a concussion, they're going to be out for 3 months. I mean, plummet. You wouldn't be able to pay a guy $60 million a year like that. You'd have to say, well, we're going to give you 25 and your backup 20 and the third string guy 15 because we don't know who we're going to finish the season with if that's the case.
Is there any studies? I have no idea. I'm just asking because this question just popped in my head. What position in the NFL is more conducive to getting a concussion? Is it always
concussion or CTE? Because concussion, I think
CTE is a result of a lot of concussions.
It is,
right?
But not necessarily. CTE is actually a result of repeated head contact, which that is very clearly linemen because they're hitting people on every play.
Right.
But when you talk about high speed, you know, violent concussions. Right. That's definitely quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs for sure. So it's a little bit different. There are caveats to it. And I've read stories, in studies about it. So there's not a great answer to that. And that's the unfortunate part of it. So
what's the game you're looking forward to most this weekend? Not Falcons, Eagles on Monday night, obviously. But, I mean, you know, because you got the Cincy, Kansas City.
I want to see if Joe Burrow can bounce back. Now, Joe Burrow, he was kind of favoring his hand, and he maintained, no, I'm just trying to keep my wrist loose. But the way he was gripping it indicated some discomfort with me. So I wonder if he's still kind of
You think it's scar tissue?
I don't know, but it looked like it was some sort of discomfort.
You got Dallas, New Orleans, which
can New Orleans duplicate what they did last week against Carolina?
No.
Are they for real? I don't think so either.
You're not playing Bryce Young and Dave Canales and that team. You're
and
playing.
Dak just got paid.
What is your excitement level if you're a Panthers fan right now? I mean, it's got to be next to nothing.
Well, their tickets are going for next to nothing, so that would tell you the excitement level. I think they're going for like $1. Deshaun needs to bounce back against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville needs to need to bounce back after kind of blowing away. I think it was 17-7. The battle of the NFC East with Washington playing at home against the Giants. Daniel Jones, can he figure it out? Can Dan Quinn get his first win as Washington's coach with Jaden Daniels? You know, there are quite a few storylines. I guess we don't get to see the Russell Wilson come back home and start against Denver because he'll be on the bench for that game.
He's still
to
out.
Start.
Right? Still out.
Well, he said he's taking it slow. He's going to let it get healed. I think that win saved him some time.
That was the corniest, goofiest thing. He's inactive, but still put on full pads.
Well, he put on full pads because he was the third. He was the emergency quarterback.
But he's inactive though. But they can make him active.
But he's the emergency quarterback. Yeah. If he's on the roster. He can be inactive and be the emergency
kind of corny,
quarterback.
I understood, but it was just – he's just corny. I don't know. It's just something about it.
Yeah, I think it's more about who he is than what actually happened because I think anybody else, you would have no problem with it.
I tell you a sneaky good game that's going to tell you a lot about the season, in my opinion, is Lions and Bucks this weekend. That's a couple of teams with big wins in the first game of the season. I think that you're still kind of like, all right, what really are the Bucks?
Let's go Detroit.
Baker's found his home, man.
Yeah. It's
Detroit
it's,
with that great overtime
that's
victory.
That's going to be interesting to watch.
Man. Yeah, that's a fascinating one, too. All right. What is today, Mike? What is today?
It's Fair or Foul Friday, man. Let me see if I can throw one at y'all. No matter what happens, Monday night, you're going to feel better about the Atlanta Falcons. Fair or foul. Don't answer it. Don't answer it. We'll talk about it. It's coming up on their side. It's Fair or Foul Friday. Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game. Yes, sir. You already know it's Fair or Foul Friday.
Like Christmas morning for me.
Oh,
I love
you
this.
Already know, Rob. Attaboy. I love the excitement you bring, man.
I love how excited you get about Fair or Foul. I mean,
I love it.
I mean,
man.
I used to think I was the only person that got excited for it, but now I know there's
makes
there's
my
two
loins tingle.
Yeah. Mike Tubb is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Speaking of sponsors, man, I do have to shout out my folks at Levelon too, man. They swung by the other day, started setting it up for the old fall fescue run, man. It's going to be a beautiful backyard. Before you even know it, man.
It's not going to be the Brady Bunch AstroTurf in the backyard?
I think it's going to look a lot like Augusta, to be honest with you.
Nice.
That's what I dealt with last year, and I'm excited they're back on board this year, man. So that'll be a lot of fun.
I don't mean to bring up, so they just showed a play from last week, Falcons-Steelers, and there was a play where it looked like a jailbreak screen because Cousins dropped back, and there were two Steelers right in his face. He's like, oh, I'm just going to go down. I'm like, but yeah, you know what? I'm sure it's the pistol's fault or he's hurt.
All right, so let's hard pivot after that random note that we just got from the TV. How about this one? We'll start off with the Atlanta Falcons. Drake London has to be the leading receiver for the Falcons to win. Fair or foul, Drake London has to be the leading receiver for the Falcons to win. Not just talking about Monday, just talking about any given week. Drake London has to be the leading receiver for the Falcons to win. Rob, we'll start with you.
Foul, but impactful.
Right. It's important, not a necessity. Okay.
I hard disagree. Fair. He's your number one receiver. He needs to be a part of this. He could have more than two targets and what, one catch after last week.
Yeah.
He has to do what he needs to be doing, which is getting open and catching balls and targets from Kirk Cousins. Mm,
absolutely agree with that. All right, how about this one? Let's go to college football. After 2 weeks of watching college football, Georgia, in my mind, will finish the regular season undefeated. Georgia will finish the regular season undefeated, and that's after watching 2 weeks of college football. Bo, we will start with you. Fair or foul?
I lean towards fair, but I have to go foul because I cannot sit here and say that I think that they are that they won't get caught by a tough schedule, including Austin, Texas, against the team who probably is, at this point, the second-best team in the country in Texas.
Yeah, it's a good point. What do you think, Rob?
They lose the game, but they win the natty.
No, oh, there you go. I think they would probably take that. I think that's acceptable. Losing to Texas or, you know, you got Bama in a couple of weeks. I don't know if that one – I don't know how I feel about that one yet. I'm going to have to kind of develop my opinion after this weekend on that one. Here we go. Let's stay with college football. Vandy at Georgia State. Now, before you say foul on this, you better have something to back it up. Vandy at Georgia State is the most random game in the history of college football. Fair or foul, Vandy at Georgia State is the most random game in the history of college football when you talk about the two teams playing and the venue. How about that?
There's probably others, but that's pretty random. The fact they are going to play at Old Turner Field against Georgia State.
Upper echelon, man. Yeah. That's at least top five. What do you think, Bo? Fair or foul?
Foul.
Okay.
Kansas. Kennesaw State, my alma mater, at San Jose State.
Yeah.
That's a good weekend. Might be more random.
Was it, you know what I thought you were going to go with when you said Kennesaw State? Was it Jacksonville State? They played at Truist. That was like, mother of all random games. Like, Jesus.
But I'm sorry, if you thought that we would be talking, that Kennesaw State would be playing at San Jose State at any point in your life, then you are a better person than me.
That's a good point. You guys, we talked about this during the break. Rob Ezell, one of my former teammates, he used to do the old Nick Saban and impression when he was at Alabama. He's
spot
a walk-on wide receiver.
Really,
I think he's from Athens, Alabama. Rob Ezell is now the offensive coordinator at South Alabama. All right, South Alabama last night with Major Applewhite being the head coach down there. 87-10 over Northwestern State. Well, now, where is Northwestern State? Well, if you're not familiar, they're from the state of Louisiana, somewhere between Shreveport and Lafayette. Natchitoches.
Oh, I thought they would be in Illinois, like Northwestern.
Right.
87-10, huh?
Scoring 87 points on purpose, fair or foul. Because I got to tell you, man, the fourth quarter was 5 minutes long. They were like, hey, they gave them the old cut it short.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Stop playing football? They probably brought in all their reserves. They kept scoring. What are you going to do? Stop them.
At some point, I'm having to throw hands if I'm Northwestern State coach's staff. What do you think, Bo?
Is it fair that they scored 87
points? Scoring 87 points in a college football game.
Yeah, it is fair. You know, it's kind of the equivalent to like shooting 130 as a golfer. At some point you got to help yourself.
You got to cap it at double par, right? Yeah. I mean, you got to cap it at double par at some point. All right, how about this one? The ad campaign now in Jacksonville, where for the home opener, they will call it Trevor Bank Stadium. The ad campaign, how about this one? Fair foul. It's actually pretty cool. The ad campaign, pretty cool. Trevor Bank Stadium, week one down in Jacksonville. Rob, we'll start with you. Fair foul.
That's fair. I like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. Trevor Bank.
Why not?
It's kind of
there
cool.
A bobblehead for him too.
Kind of cool. I don't know. They're going to have signage and everything for this. All right. Trevor Bank.
I'm going to say fair because when I read it yesterday, as I was watching TV and I read the scroll across, I go, huh?
Okay.
I did the same exact thing. I'm like, huh.
Therefore, cool. I give you a fair.
There
I
you go,
huh?
Mercedes Bijan. Okay. Why not? I guess so.
I'm here for actually. You know what? Can we dial somebody up?
He is definitely a Mercedes when it comes to running backs.
How about this one? No matter what happens Monday night, you'll probably feel better about the Falcons. No matter what. No matter what happens, you'll probably feel better about the Atlanta Falcons. Fair or foul? Because I'm not sure that you could feel worse than what it was week one.
I think that is foul. I mean, I think if you went out there and had almost the exact same performance and you didn't have any play-action passes.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Although, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be just like when Kyle Shanahan force-fed Roddy White the ball six times in a row in 2015. The very first play is going to be Kirk Cousins under center with a play action to Bijan, and he's going to try to hit Kyle Pitts at a little shallow drag or something.
Yeah. What do you think, Rob?
I think they will be better. I think they might start off 0-2 than shock Kansas City at home. That's what I think is going to happen.
No, I'll take the shock in Kansas City. I'd probably rather have, honestly. Hi, right, how about this one? Let's piggyback on that. Kirk Cousins will connect on two explosive play actions. Two explosive play action passes. Fair or foul? Kirk Cousins connects on two explosive play action passes.
Fair.
All right.
Because I said this on when I was on that big radio station up in Cleveland, Tennessee, Rob, that this offense is going to have a pissed-off performance is what I need to see. And I think if that is the case, you'll have two explosive plays. Maybe one from Drake and maybe one from, old Kyle Pitts.
What do you think, Rob? Two
no bigger explosive. Motivator for a professional athlete or an athlete than being embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I say fair.
All right. How about this? Best-case scenario for the Braves this weekend is a 2-2 split. Fair or foul? Best-case scenario is a 2-2 split. Fair or foul? Rob, we'll start with you.
I'll say foul because baseball is so random and weird. And like I said, the Dodgers are just 7 games over .500 on the road, about 20-plus games over .500 at home. Anything's possible. They could take 3 out of 4. I don't think they will. Anything's possible.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett. Go ahead, Bo. What do you think?
No, I think best-case scenario is a sweep.
Okay.
I mean, that's foul. I mean, the best-case scenario is you
supposed really to believe that's possible? Within logic, best case scenario.
After what I've seen in this year's baseball season, yes, I do believe.
To Rob's point, it's possible.
It's possible.
All right, let's finish with this one. I'm not even sure I believe this statement myself, but I'm going to throw it out for fair foul. Kentucky at night is a tougher place to play than Wisconsin at noon. Bama will be on the road, Wisconsin at noon. Georgia heads up to Kentucky.
Fair.
Kentucky at night, tougher than Wisconsin at noon.
I don't care how bad they were last week. They're going to be a lot better.
There you go.
But Georgia will probably win easily. But, yeah, it's going to be tougher.
That's foul. That is absolutely foul. The two times I don't ever want to play at Camp Randall is a noon game
or
a night game. That 3:30 kickoff.
I was going to say, that doesn't leave many time slots.
Well, I'm talking about the 8 o'clock one. You know, I could take that 5:30 sleepy, that 6 o'clock sleepy, or
9 a.m. they're vulnerable.
All right. Hey man. Thank you guys for playing fair foul, as always.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, lasting clean. Hey, we got some tickets to give away, Atlanta United, Montreal. That's going to be Wednesday, October 2nd. Let's take the 75th caller at 404-726-0929. Actually, the fifth caller, 404-726-0929. You'll get those tickets. We're going to make some picks top of the hour, a little college, a little pro. That's coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!